Well, let's just ask John which one he uses.
I go with Sprite. Sprite is my favorite mixer. I use Sprite. It's great with vodka. I like it with whiskey. I like it with rum. Sprite is the more versatile.
You're going to do this again?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Cam, think of this as the coin toss, right? Think of this as the coin toss in the NFL.
No, that's not
he
how this
chose
works.
To defer, which means I get the ball.
Because everybody who knows you are a Sprite and whiskey guy.
Sprite.
Which is why
Sprite
I chose
great with
Sprite as the
is
topic.
Great with, are you going to argue for Coke or not?
No, I'm not going to argue for Coke.
So Sprite's
when
better.
Do we typically
I mix
decide?
Sprite with my volunteer vodka. It's delicious. You can't mix Coke with vodka. If I want some whiskey, I'm in a whiskey mood. You know what I can also mix it with? Sprite.
On 1340 WKGN.
Defend your topic, please. We're running out of time.
I prefer Coke as a mixer with any alcohol. It's going to keep you up longer throughout the night, give you more energy. Coke, much, much better as a mixer than soda. Soda's bad for you. I don't know if you knew this. If you just stick to Coke and vodka, lessens the calories, keeps you up longer throughout the night, you have a much better time. More of a party if you go Coke over Sprite. And you're bound to attract more women.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Studios. Got the drive guy set up at Hops and Hollers today, 3 o'clock, a live remote brought to you by Terrapin Brewing. You know a lot about Terrapin, Cam?
Yeah, I know this was about Terrapin. They got some good stuff. I think we were getting a third thing on tap from them this today. Okay. So got a couple different things. Got like a sour. Got a chocolate stout. This thing tastes like chocolate milk. It's crazy.
It doesn't seem appealing to me. I know people like it.
In the winter,
people are always
in the
excited.
Winter,
like, oh,
it's one of those
tastes
things.
Tastes like chocolate milk. I'm like, I don't know.
The key.
Tastes like chocolate milk.
The key is there's also a vanilla. Like cream ale,
okay.
Beer, and you can mix the two.
Ooh, okay,
and you
now
mix them, and that's elite. That's elite right there. But yeah, got a couple stuff in the course, a ton in cans.
And for a lighter way to IPA, grab a 99 calorie recreation ale.
Oh yeah,
take Terrapin on all your outdoor adventures. Check out terrapinbeer.com to learn more about their Terraprint sustainability initiative and to locate a Terrapin beer near you. Again, the official Bama. Pre-party happens Friday afternoon. The drive will be at Hops and Hollers over on North Central Street.
They got live music tonight, too, after that.
Live music tonight afterwards. Cam will whip you up some sweet peas, get you fixed up with some food.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple Terrapin drafts will be featured, and you can grab your tailgate supplies with Terrapin 6-packs or 12-packs to go, and Terrapin swag and prizes will be up for grabs all afternoon. I saw where you passed your first, like, evaluation, too.
Oh, yeah, we got a random, like, critic.
A food critic came in and said, Cam, you're whipping it up. It's delicious.
Yeah, they gave us a good review, so that was nice. That was nice, getting us some pub. So
Hops and Hollers has food, and then they're going to be slanging a bunch of Terrapin. Go by and see the drive guys today from 3 to 6. All right, hour two headlines. What do you got for me, Draven?
Going to start off with a little bit of NFL news. I'm not a Titans fan, as you know, but I was a little upset with this. The schedule change. What did you think about this? Not putting the Titans in primetime. I feel like this was the opportunity. I even talked about it. I said if they changed the Buccaneers-Raiders, they should move that game to Sunday night, and they didn't. They moved the Seahawks and the Cardinals, as that will now be played Sunday night, and the Buccaneers-Raiders game has been moved to a 4 o'clock game on Fox for Sunday.
Couple things here. One, I think it's tough to move something late notice 8 hours or 7 hours to push the game back from 1 to 8. I think that makes it tough logistically on fans. Seattle, Arizona just gets moved back 3 hours, right? It's supposed to be a 4 o'clock game. Now it gets moved back to 8. So I guess, 3.5 hours. And another thing, like CBS, we went through the schedule. They have no other like good 1 o'clock games. So they probably didn't want to give up Titans, Steelers, and they get a choice to block it. I don't know if that's what happened here in this situation, but I mean, like, there was no other games other than like the Jets and Bills and Bengals, Browns. So if you're CBS, you're like, nope, we already have the whole map basically planned to get Steelers Titans, so we want that there. So
yeah, you don't want to give that to NBC.
Yeah, you don't want to give that to NBC, especially like whenever you don't know if that Raiders game's going to get played.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So it didn't surprise me they didn't move the Titans. Is it the better game? Sure. But also, like I said, the time logistics of the whole matter, make it make sense. Plus, if you're the NFL, like, you could do a lot worse than Russell Wilson versus Kyler Murray in primetime. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's my problem. And I get what you're saying, but I also feel like it might be a little bit of disrespect to the Titans. I still feel like that.
I didn't take it that way. Like I said, I think it's respect from CBS. They need the Titans. They need the Titans still. That's going to, you know,
that is true.
We talked about that big map they have for the game. Like, it's shown across the country, except like in Buffalo, New York, and in Ohio.
Right. Just for those specific games.
Yeah.
So I guess the Titans Steelers will get the attention it deserves, but still. Wouldn't it be a little bit more amped up as a primetime game, Sunday Night Football, just a little bit?
It would. Yeah. It would, obviously, but I'll choose to, you know, I love the 1 o'clock Sunday kick. Look forward to being happy at 4:30 and just kind of riding the rest of my day stress-free.
It is nice. It is nice getting that 1 o'clock victory. You feel good.
Yeah.
What's worse, though, is when the team loses 1 o'clock early, and then you have to – I don't even want to watch football the rest of the day, to be honest. I'm usually, like, clocked out after they
lost. Yeah, but I will say it's easier – than going to bed, trying to go to bed immediately after.
That is true. That is true.
If the Titans lost a close game to the Steelers or something like that on Sunday, I would be up till 2 o'clock in the morning just mad.
I feel that.
So I prefer the 1 o'clock game. Just get it over with.
Some other just like injury.
Man, I'm pumped for that game.
Do what?
I'm pumped for that game.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah. I mean, like I said, not a Titans fan or whatever, but that game, I feel like it's just exciting. I feel like, especially with the Titans, you know, not being as – I mean, when's the last time they've been 5-0? 2008, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So it's been a while. It's been a while since they've had this kind of success early.
I mean, teams don't go 5-0 a lot. 5-0 is hard to go to.
That's what I'm saying.
The Chiefs were the first team in history to go 4-0 four straight years to open the season. Like, that's the only ones that do it. Like, it doesn't happen often, even with the elite teams.
That's right. But
Chiefs didn't go 5-0 to start the year this year, all right? It's hard to do.
It is. I'm just saying –
I don't like what you're doing. I know the rest of the country is waiting to do it. Everyone that listens that doesn't like the Titans are waiting to do it. Oh, they got to beat the Steelers or else they're frauds. I know what's coming. I never said that. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, I'm not thinking. I'm in on the Titans. I told you earlier this week. I'm in.
On the Titans. You're
I told
not
you
in.
I think they're an elite football team. I told you this earlier this week. Even if they lose, the Steelers are a good team.
Okay. That's all I want to know. Yeah. Are you taking everything you said back if we lose? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You're taking everything back and we lose?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was my whole exact point. We have to prove it to you every week. The first time the Titans lose, oh, I told you they were frauds. Oh, Derrick Henry.
I would still buy into
it. Oh, Derrick Henry and Tannehill can beat up on the Texans, but look what happens when they go against the Steel Curtain.
And who do they play up to the Steelers?
Bengals?
Okay. You would need a strong bounce back blowout win against the Bengals.
Teams don't go 16-0. We're not going to go undefeated, I don't think. Okay. We could, I guess. You know, the best quarterback running back duo in the league. We could go undefeated. That is correct. Like I said, we are the only quarterback running back duo in NFL history to have 30 passing touchdowns and 2,000 rushing yards in a 16-game sample.
Not too shabby, huh?
Not to brag.
Not too shabby. Some other just injury updates kind of going into Sunday. Zach Martin, he's going to be out. Cowboys are just screwed, aren't they? I kind of got excited last night. I'm not going to lie. Just for some weird reason, I got a little excited because I was like, man, these two teams are so bad. And I was just like, man, if Dallas could just figure out something where these coaches and players are getting along and everything's going right and they're starting to show improvement. If something like that could happen, they could have a shot.
Draven's back in.
It kind of pulled me back in, and then news breaks this morning. Zach Martin's out, and I'm like, oh, God. Both tackles out. Our only decent offensive lineman that's left is out now, and we're going up against this great defensive line.
Yeah, you guys are in trouble.
It's going to be ugly, isn't it?
Hell to the football team.
I'm in danger.
Man. The football team's just going to go 6-0, but all six are going to be in the division. They're going to go 6-10.
Win the division at 6-10.
They're going to win the division because they're 6-0.
Sad. Sad.
They're looking around at all those offensive lines and like, these guys look like lunch meat. It's time to eat.
Ice up, Andy Dalton. Ice up, brother. Ice up, man.
I'm iced up right now.
Jeez, you better get ready because it's going to be ugly. Other injury news, Joe Mixon, he's been ruled out for the game against the Browns. Could be a big loss for the Bengals.
There you go, fantasy boys. Go grab
Gio Bernard.
Gio Bernard, available in 95% of the fantasy leagues.
Big pickup. And then also Raiders safety Jonathan Abrams doesn't look like he's going to play because of the whole COVID issue. And there's also questions about the offensive line. There's also questions about this game even being played. But kind of the latest updates is Gruden did say, as of right now, everything's expected to be a go. So the game is expected to be played 4:05. That's the big reason why they changed it. So
if it is played, they're not going to move it back, right? They're just going
to... No, it's set as a 4:05 game.
Take that, Vegas. You break protocol. You don't get rewarded with a night game.
don't get rewarded with attention, which it's and it's a big game, too. Could be an exciting game, a big game for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Jonathan Abrams could be out, could be issues on the offensive line. Just not looking good right now for Vegas. And Sam Darnold does look like he's going to play, which I don't know how much he wants to. He's going to be playing the Bills, back-to-back losses, going to be hungry for a victory. But, yeah, Sam Darnold's had a shoulder injury, no Joe Flacco. He will be able to play. But also, some other news with Sam Darnold is, you see, he got asked about, you know, the rumors with Trevor Lawrence. Did you see that? He got asked about it. Pretty much, you know, what's his thoughts on pretty much all these reports coming out that the Jets are going to draft Trevor Lawrence and they're going to have the number one pick, yada, yada, yada. And Darnold pretty much said, he was like, yeah, I do see it. He's like, I do see the news. I mean, I do see all these different headlines, all these different updates. And he said, it's out of my control. I can only focus on the game. I mean, how difficult is for Sam Darnold to deal with that, right?
And not to Sam Darnold, I'm just like, you know what? I want out of the Jets. Draft Trevor Lawrence.
The trade?
I'll go find somewhere I can be good at.
I know quarterbacks don't usually request a trade, but wouldn't you consider it if you're Sam Darnold at this point?
If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm looking at Ryan Tannehill and saying, that's going to be me. I can do that. Just keep my head down. Keep working.
I think if I'm Sam Darnold, I would pretty much want out. I would want out. And that would make it easier, too, because it's like, you know what, Jets, go draft your guy, go draft Trevor Lawrence, trade me for another draft pick, and we're both happy. I'm on a team that can maybe give me a shot. The Jets are, they've got their draft picks, and they're in rebuild mode. Wouldn't this be kind of a, and then again, I guess, I mean, when quarterbacks don't demand trades, has a quarterback ever demanded a trade in recent history? Like, actually has said, like, hey, I want out.
I mean, like, you know, the last, like, the most contentious quarterback relationship I can remember was, like, Kirk Cousins in Washington.
Yeah.
Where basically he's just like, you guys aren't going to pay me, like I want to go somewhere. True. But he didn't like demand a trade.
No, he didn't. He still played on two franchise tags, correct? So,
and they're like, okay, you're out of here.
Yeah.
See ya.
So I think it would be a little bit of a shock, but I mean, at this point, like what else? What else can you do? What else you got going for you? You want to just keep getting beat up on the, you know, in the backfield against with the Jets and had of Adam Gase looking like an idiot? I just feel like it'd be easier just to cut ties right now. No.
I mean, I don't.
They'll trade him at some point, I think.
It's just like in the NFL, they're so weird. Like if you start demanding trades, you're going to get labeled bad, and you just got to bide your time and just take a beating, I guess. Maybe just fake an injury. After the trade deadline, but you know what? I'm shutting down for the year. Joe Flacco time.
He could just keep this shoulder going, like, ah, my shoulder's not good. But he's wanting to go out there, which maybe he feels like he's got something to prove.
Well, he probably wants to go out there and show somebody, hey, come draft me. I got to show I'm healthy so I can get drafted.
No kidding.
Or get traded, I mean, not drafted.
Another little update. Austin Hooper, tied in for the Browns. He's expected to be out. But some good news. Ron Rivera. I like Riverboat Ron, even though he does play or coach for Washington. I am a fan. And he did say that his last day of cancer treatment is Monday and said everything is headed in the right direction. So good news. Good news for good old Ron. Good old Riverboat Ron. Also, quick little NBA update. Please tell me you guys saw what Paul George said. Did anybody see what Paul George said?
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Plus, there's some more NBA news. Sorry, guys. I'm going to beat you over the head with an NBA segment here after the break.
Nice.
It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, we got a couple things going on in the NBA right now. First up, we got the reports coming from Woj and others that the momentum is growing to get the 2020-2021 NBA season off and running on Christmas Day.
Let's do it!
I mean, just like a couple of weeks ago, there was thought that this might not fire off until like February. Yep. And then people were saying MLK Day at the earliest, which is middle of January?
Something like that.
Second Monday in January, third Monday in January. Usually.
It's the third, I think.
Okay. So now they're saying that the push for Christmas Day is gaining a lot of momentum. Basically, they say that the league's TV partners really want a Christmas Day start. Christmas Day is a big NBA ratings day. They want to get back out there. That also could capitalize on missing most of the NFL season. I mean, because by Christmas Day, the NFL season's got, one regular season week left usually?
Yes.
Then the playoffs. So starting then could go ahead and get you off and running. But, I mean, the season just ended, 2 weeks ago?
Give it to me. My team wasn't in the bubble. I'm fine with that.
No, the eight teams that didn't get invited, including our Atlanta Hawks, they haven't gotten to play in a long time. They'd be fine. Now, the Lakers, you know, your biggest franchise, they haven't had much of an offseason.
Yep.
And teams that, you know, are planning on, you know, reshuffling their team wouldn't have a lot of time to get ready. I mean, just think, that's 2 months away. So we're supposed to squeeze free agency, the draft, training camp, and everything into 2 months?
Yeah, it is. That is pretty condensed, but...
So are they not going to do, like, any type of league for the rookies? Like a
summer league? No, summer league is going to get canceled.
Yeah, I figured that. Not even, like, any type of preparation other than, I guess, training camp? Because it just feels like they're going to be diving right back into the season.
I mean, yeah, the draft is, what, November 19th? 18th? Okay, yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, that's, you know, you got a month to get ready for the season at that point. So you would immediately go into training camps, I'd imagine, like, December 1st, a three-week training camp to get ready for Christmas Day. A three-week, you know, preseason slash training camp, which if you're the NBA this season, you want to just try to get through this season as well. I know that the governors, which seems so weird to say, the owners, they want to have fans in the stand. I don't know if that's going to happen by next spring, right? Are we going to have fans in stands? Like, you know, you might be able to do 25%.
Mm-hmm.
Although the NFL is going to do that and college football is going to do that because those games are outside. No NBA arenas are open air arenas.
True.
So would they allow them to do that inside of basketball arenas? Like, could you do 20% capacity maybe? Is that enough? You can sell your courtside seats at an all-time premium.
Yeah.
You make some money. But, like, to me, if I'm the NBA, I'm just like, let's get through this next season, too, and then let's get back to normal 2 years from now. 2 years from now is where the money could be made. We talked about, you know, the free agency class yesterday. Not a great free agency class. That's not the case 2 years from now. So, theoretically, to start the 2021-2022 season, you could have Giannis on a new team, among with some other superstar shakeups, and the league interest could be as high as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
At least in their opinion. Christmas Day, though, man, seems so condensed. But that's what the report is right now.
I'd like it. It'd be a whirlwind of off-season stuff. You'd get news just popping off like crazy.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they would dominate, although, like, all that news.
My team's well-rested.
All that news that they're used to competing, like, in the summer with, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, the NBA offseason is almost bigger than the season, which, you know, kind of.
I love the NBA offseason.
So that's kind of the problem with the ratings sometimes. It's just, like, people care more about the transaction than they do the games. Because, I mean, it's the sport with the most turnover.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sport where the stars change teams more than anybody else. Yeah. But now that conversation will be going up against NFL Sundays and NFL weeks. Like, usually the transactions happen in July and August. Now they'd be happening smack dab over the next 2 months, which, you know, maybe that's a way to get some momentum going for your league. Maybe that's a way to still get people talking about it. But still, they want to get back to work by December. That seems like a really quick turnaround, but we'll see. But, Draven, you had the headline. I wanted to talk about this. What a despicable headline we saw yesterday because of Paul George. Please give the audience this headline.
So Paul George basically is promising a bounce back year after hearing, not after losing in the playoffs and having the disappointing run in the bubble that the Clippers did, but
so
after,
not the Pandemic P nickname.
No, none of that. It's because in 2K21 his NBA rating dropped to an 88, and that's why he's ready to bounce back. He said he's going to predict I'm around a 95 for 2K22. I'll be like a 96. So. That's what he's worried about,
pitiful,
is his 2K
man.
Rating.
That's pitiful.
It shouldn't even be an 88.
It shouldn't make me mad, but it makes me mad. I should be above getting mad about stuff like this, but, man, what are you saying? Like, it wasn't the career embarrassment. Well, how do you think Kawhi felt about that? What does Kawhi think about this?
Kawhi's got a lot of regret. A lot of regret.
You think he's just like, man, I should have stayed in Toronto? Or do you think he's like, man, Anthony Davis and LeBron look like they had a lot of fun this last couple weeks. I could have been a part of that.
Yeah. He just looks at Paul and shakes his head. I can just see him silently judging.
Your 2K rating, bro? Are you kidding me?
Kawhi's probably never even picked up a 2K.
No, I think Kawhi plays 2K. Mm-hmm. And that was a part of his story. Like he was a big gamer that whenever they were doing that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Whenever they were doing his... I guess his college story about his time at San Diego State, which he was a big gamer then.
Okay.
That ties into the ball as
that
life mentality.
Out. Yeah,
like he's not playing Call of Duty probably, but he's running 2K.
Okay. He probably plays Paul George off the bench on his own team.
Probably trades him. That's the first thing he does in franchise. Yeah, trades him. moves the Raptors just to L.A.
He does a fantasy draft and just takes AD and LeBron every time.
Yeah, but it's on his team, so he's the leader. He has Paul to regret George, that decision. Yeah, but, like, if you're Paul George, like, you can't say stuff like that, man. Like, you have to have more self-awareness than that, right?
Oh, I was bad this year? Well, guess what? Because of 2K, I now realize, and I'll be better.
Like, you guys just wait. I'm not going to be in the 99 club. He didn't even shoot for 99. He's like, I'll be at 95 or so.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't like, I'm going to be the best ever. But
Which, credit to him. I mean, not 99, everyone would have laughed at that, because I don't think there's anything Paul George could do to become a 99. But he's like, hey, I'll be back in 95. You just wait. I'm bouncing back. Not all the way back, but I'll be a top 7 player or so. You just wait.
I don't even think there's any 99s in the game this year.
There's not.
Pretty sure there was a graphic yesterday about LeBron being the highest rated. He was 98.
Yeah. That's usually where they kind of stick him around.
Disrespectful.
They'll put, like, Jordan as 99. Like, legend stuff up in the leaf.
Disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Paul George.
My 2K rating's bothering me. You know, it's...
That's like some stuff a kid says when they see their My Player.
Yeah.
It's not going up strong enough. To like, hate my 2K rating. I got to be better.
Like, he knows he's going to get ridiculed for this, right? Like,
well,
I
deal with the young players. Like, John Morant was mad. He's talking about how he's going to be a 72 because they hate on him. And, like, I understand. You'll see the NFL players get mad about, like, oh, my speed, I'm faster than that. You're not giving me enough credit for my speed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, like, if you're Paul George, you've been in the league for, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
You got to be above that at this point, especially whenever you're playing on a team that just had an epic collapse and you just had an epic failure. Like, use that as your motivation, bro.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, you can be upset with your, like, oh, man, my jump shot isn't high enough rating, but this can't be your motivation. This can't be the reason you're like, all right, I need to get up and go ball
enough
tomorrow.
Enough. The pandemic P jokes, those were okay. Those were fine. Those didn't really bother me. But, damn it, they're disrespecting me with my 2K rating.
Oh, boy.
What a bad 2 years for Paul George. Geez. 2 years ago in Oklahoma City, he was like a top five MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And now he's a punchline. Stay with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's make our picks of the week, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Just our college picks of the week. We'll do our NFL in hour three. I got my $100 in my FanDuel account waiting for sports betting to go live in Tennessee.
I'm pumped.
Sign up now. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS, one word, and get $50 in free bets just for signing up. Register, verify your account, and you'll get your $50 when sports betting goes live. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check it out for yourself. Scroll around, get familiar with it, and let's hit the ground running when sports betting goes live in Tennessee. Again, promo code TALKSPORTS to give us $50 in site credit. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Go over to FanDuel. Let's pick up these lines. What do you guys got for us in terms of our college football picks of the week? Cam, you got the standings.
Oh, yeah.
You got our grades. I feel like I've been bad in college football. Great pick by Hayden last night on Arkansas State.
No. I didn't push it as hard as I did last week.
You sat here on the air and said it.
No, I didn't say it on the air. It was in our off. It was off air.
I don't know. I think was it on air too.
Pretty sure it was on air.
I think we mentioned it on air.
But either way, I had to sit here and listen to it. One way or the other, I had to hear it.
Well, luckily, no one lost money on it because I forgot.
Except our audience. If they listen to you, although hopefully they know better than to listen to you when it comes to picking those games.
Midweek Sunbelt.
If there's one thing, that's for sure. I have no idea what's going on in the Sunbelt. That's for sure.
It is crazy. Well, you always talk about it, which is the funniest part. You talk about it as if you know. Well, but the...
Unpredictable.
It turns out that the Arkansas State explosion last week on offense didn't carry over to the next week.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, crazy how that didn't work out.
One of the quarterbacks got hurt. You got to have two quarterbacks for it to work.
Crazy how that didn't work out. Do we have our standings? I missed Tennessee last week.
Same.
I went.
I missed
for
my Tennessee Alabama money line parlay. It's
yeah,
just
I had the Tennessee BYU teaser. And yeah. Tennessee let us down.
The good news is I don't trust Tennessee this week, so they're not going to hurt us this week. All right, Hayden, what do you got for us? How are you doing in college football? I feel like you're on a cold streak in college football.
Well, I got Coastal last week, and I lost Georgia State. Like, that was dumb. That was stupid. But then we bounced back on Saturday. Did okay. We got
Are you sure South we bounced back Saturday?
South Carolina money line. Told you that. But I did lose Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Right. I won for two.
And you didn't have South Carolina money line. You had a South Carolina on the spread.
I wanted money line. You said
but you took the spread.
You told me to.
Either way.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it does, just when you're counting, if you just take the two spreads.
You talked me into the spread, but I told
you
money line.
Put it down that you didn't feel very strongly about it. All right, Drayden, did you hit your college pick last week?
Tennessee. I took the Vols as well.
That's right. Oh, man, yeah. Those damn Vols. All right, well, they're not going to hurt us this week. You're not going to hurt us anymore.
Nope.
All right, give it to me, Hayden. What do you got? I probably think I know what you're going to pick, but let's see if you do it.
Do you want me to get a Sun Belt real quick? Is that what you want?
I don't.
Is that what
you
want?
Pick ready or no?
I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Cam, you don't have to find those. We just went through our
picks. Finally found it, though, but I just had it lost in my bag.
Were you that kid in high school that, like, constantly had
the
teacher up as you tried to...
Yeah, just threw my papers in the bag, yeah. My teacher's like, why is this... My teacher would give me back my stuff because I turned it in crinkly. And be like, hey, sorry, I did it. Like, that's all you asked. You didn't tell me you had to turn in a perfect piece of paper.
They always told
you... Sorry about it.
Have you ever thought about getting a folder?
Yeah, they always told me to get a folder, but I was like, why would I go get a folder? I got a book bag.
Yeah.
It holds the same stuff.
All right, Cam.
I know where you're going. Jeez.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna.
Please
do
don't
it.
Ruin our
no,
boys.
No, we'll just do. Okay. We'll just do a group pick.
Just make
me
your
and
damn
Cam.
Pick.
Me and Cam. Coastal tomorrow -6. They can't be beat. They can't be beat. The offense cannot be stopped. It's beautiful. They're probably gonna be in. I don't know. They're gonna be in the blue turf tomorrow. They are. It's electric.
It's electric.
So you can't stop them. Your pick of the day is
no,
Coastal
no, no. That's
Carolina
just mine and Cam's group pick. That's a bonus. That's a bonus. That's
you
just
like
that's
Coastal.
If you want to just you know.
So that's your bonus.
If you enjoy looking at the blue field, you can watch that game.
Okay.
The teal
can you
field.
Give us your pick, please. We're going on what? What minute is this, Draven? 5 minutes.
Yep.
Waiting on Hayden's pick.
No, that's not true. You asked about last week. See, to be honest with you, I'm kind of torn between two. So you tell me which one. All right. Which one do you feel better about? Because I don't want to give out two like I did last week.
What the hell is the pick? What am I choosing between?
I'm getting ready to tell you.
What is this guy's deal? You know what? We're moving on.
No.
Draven, what do you got for us? What's your pick of the week? Enough.
Iowa State.
You see how much more efficient that was?
Iowa State, spread, +3.5. I like them on the Millennium line as well, +140. Iowa State, since 2017, John, have beat a top 25 Big 12 team every single year. This year, they play Oklahoma State, the only ranked team other than themselves in the Big 12. Kind of feels like it's bound to be an upset. They beat Texas last year, Oklahoma the year before, beat West Virginia, who was a top 10 team with Will Grier 3 years ago. Give me Iowa State. Upset.
All those were at Iowa State, though, right?
You said straight money line?
Yeah, money line.
What was the spread on that game?
3.5.
+3.5.
Were those not all at Iowa State?
Let me confirm.
I don't know if Texas was or not, but I feel like the Oklahoma game was last year.
Oklahoma was at Oklahoma.
Oh, was it Oklahoma? Oh, never mind then. Okay.
That was 2017. They beat the third-ranked Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. So 2017. No,
yeah,
last year's Oklahoma.
2018, they beat
West
Virginia, and then last year they beat Texas at home as well. So two of the three have been at home.
So last two.
But also, another little stat for this, Oklahoma State hasn't played in 20 days. They haven't played since October 3rd.
Rest versus
rest. 3 weeks off seems like a bad time to have 3 weeks off. Considering you're going against an upset-minded team, Iowa State always pulls off these upsets.
Okay.
Their quarterback's healthy now, though. Spencer Sanders.
Yeah.
And what's the running back's name?
Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah.
You talking about him? Yeah. He's gold. He's good. Okay.
Along that same line, I'm not picking this game, but if you believe in the rest versus rust thing or you believe long layoffs, there is a game tomorrow at that same time that has my attention. I'm not going to bet on it because I'm out of the game when it comes to this type of stuff. But MTSU, 4-point underdogs on the road at Rice. MTSU, 1-5.
Terrible.
Not very
terrible.
Good. But Rice hasn't played a game all year.
Yeah.
This is Rice's first game. I'm simply saying if you believe in first game rust versus, you know, somebody at least knowing what they are. Now, again, 1-5, what they are isn't very good. MTSU 4-point dogs on the road at Rice. But I'm not picking them. I'm just simply pointing it out to you. Rice, we don't know what they look like.
Well,
MTSU has, haven't they lost like 30 every time?
I want to say they got together and played, started playing better.
They got smoked by
They got smoked Army. By Army. They got smoked by Troy. But
Troy,
since then,
Troy's terrible.
Okay, I mean, since then they lost by 2 to Texas San Antonio, Ooh. Lost by 3 to Western Kentucky, Florida International, and lost by 17 to North Texas. So, no, they haven't got blown out in every one of their games. Just 3.
Are you ready for my pick now?
The question is, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm narrowed down. I don't want to give out 2 like I did last week. You know, that seems like kind of
You've
cheating.
Already given out Coastal Carolina, you
oh,
big dummy.
That's a group pick, though. That's a group pick. That's not official. That's just, well, it is, but not really.
If it hits, it's official. If it doesn't, it was a bonus pick.
There we go.
Yeah, we know what you're doing there.
No, all right.
You're not fooling any of us.
Here we go.
Minute 9 of waiting on Hayden's pick.
TCU plus 6.5 at home against Oklahoma.
TCU plus 6.
Oklahoma's
half.
Not good.
Neither is TCU.
They're at home?
I don't know about it.
Yeah. Oklahoma's terrible. And so is TCU. TCU's not good either. But they're good enough to keep it close. Might win. Might actually win. Might want to put that little slash
put
on
a little
there.
Star there in yeah. case they win.
Yeah, there we go.
Star.
There we go. He knows what I'm talking about.
Start it up.
Personally,
you.
I look at that and I say an over-under of 59.5 seems low just because Oklahoma's going to give up 30 and they're going to score 30. Like, 30 plus 30 is 60. It's more than 59. That's the way I look at it. I mean, I know TCU didn't score a lot of points against Kansas State last week. They lost 21-14, but in their previous games, they had been like 30-point shootouts.
Mm-hmm.
Against Texas and somebody else that
and Kansas State was starting their like backup quarterback who was actually a pretty good prospect, might actually be better than their normal starter.
That does give me a lot of hope that they got beat down by a backup quarterback, but still.
Well, he's like a good player. He's not just some scrub.
TCU is 1-2 this year. Yeah, like they lost to Kansas State last week 14-21, but they beat Texas 33-31 and lost to Iowa State 34-37. So they can score points.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Oklahoma's going to score points. So I lean towards Oklahoma TCU over 59.5. Cameron, what's your pick?
I got a 3-team teaser for y'all.
Ooh.
3-team teaser?
Yeah.
10-point teaser.
I'm doing
or
7
point
points. 7. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm doing 7-point teaser. Minnesota plus 10 against Michigan.
You know how I feel about college teasers. I don't like them. I don't like college teasers.
I like the start, though.
Cincinnati, plus 9.5 against SMU.
Cincinnati,
so they're dogs. I didn't know they were dogs.
Yeah. Cincinnati's on the road at SMU. They're currently 2.5-point dogs.
I think Cincinnati may win that straight up. So I'm just giving you the points. Might as well.
Yeah.
Evan, I'm also throwing Marshall minus 9.5 on there because Marshall.
He loves Marshall.
Marshall's been dominating this year. They are good, and they're playing a team that's just FAU's just played one game this year, and Marshall's going to be ready for them. So,
Marshall,
Minnesota,
Cincinnati, and Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, yep.
I'm surprised Cincinnati's not the favorite.
Yeah, I was
game.
Too when I saw that.
Because
so.
SMU did not look good last Friday night, to be honest.
Well, the season's longer than 1 week, Caden. They beat Memphis a couple weeks ago, right? Didn't they beat Memphis down?
Yeah, no, it was a game-winning field goal.
Oh, well, never mind. I guess they didn't beat them down, but
they won last week, too, didn't they, Cam? Just barely. Is that right, or did they lose?
Yeah, I think
close.
They won.
Tulane.
Won in overtime.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah, 37. Yeah. Cincinnati's going to be fine there, I think.
Oh, yeah, they had a pick on the first play of overtime against Tulane. Mm-hmm. I was watching it.
Give me Clemson minus 46 against Syracuse.
No, are you serious?
I'm just kidding. That line is so embarrassing, though. What the hell happened to Dino? I mean, I know like a lot of his players opted out because they're like, hey, we don't want to play Liberty, which I think we saw last week why they didn't want to play Liberty.
Yeah.
Those players knew they didn't want to play Liberty because Hugh Freeze got them boys rolling.
Mm-hmm. COVID and all.
COVID and all.
Rolling.
I mean.
So high.
No, I'm not taking that. That is extremely high.
I think they just said it so high because what was last week's against?
I mean,
it was 20.
It was like 27 against Georgia
seven,
Tech, and
yeah,
they beat them 77-73-7.
They beat the hell out of Georgia Tech.
Yeah, poor Georgia.
That's why I think they boosted up so much.
Dabo got some recruits in Atlanta. He's trying to impress or something. What the hell's going? What the hell is going on there?
It was 7-7.
Yeah,
it was 7-7 at one point.
Yep.
I just look at these
Crazy.
College spreads, and I'm just like, what the hell am I supposed to do with these?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing either.
You know a bonus pick for me for yours?
Do I want your bonus pick? No.
The one that I was deciding with?
No.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll tell you later.
I don't want to hear about it later. Right. Give me the TCU Oklahoma over.
Okay.
59.5.
There we go.
That's my pick.
Okay.
I just think that Oklahoma has a good offense and a terrible defense.
Factual, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a good pick. All right, so run down again. I got the over.
You got over
in the
TCU.
TCU Oklahoma 59.5. Hayden, you got the
TCU plus 6.5.
Draven, you got Iowa State plus 3.5. And Cam has a teaser with Minnesota,
Cincinnati, and Marshall.
A 7-point teaser he wants. What is that going to pay about? Plus 120, plus 130? Do we know yet?
Let me put it in. I think it'll be like
plus 130, a 17 teaser like that. Maybe a little bit more, plus 150 or so. Okay, there's our college football pickle brought to you by
Plus 120.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Brought to you by FanDuel Sports. Like I said, go download the app, sign up, verify, use the promo code TalkSports. I can't wait to use it. I got my $100 in there sitting, waiting. Going to blow it on the first day it's legal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As nature intended.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family.
Once I had a girl. Got to be honest, Aiden. It ain't hitting the same. Have you seen people talking themselves into a win yet?
Tomorrow?
Has that happened yet? Yeah, tomorrow.
No?
No.
I think maybe people talk themselves into covering the spread.
Spread's now going up to 22.
Whew.
I mean, to me, there's no real difference between 21 and 22. I mean, I guess if you win by three touchdowns, you might lose by the 1 point. But I think it's either a 27-point plus game or a 13-point game. I could see a scenario where Tennessee hangs around.
Didn't we lose by 22 last year?
Yeah. And that was after it should have been like a 8 to 13-point game.
Mm-hmm.
But then you found a way to lose and not cover. I don't believe you covered. Maybe you did. Maybe you still covered. Maybe that spread was 24 last year. I don't remember.
I'd say it's probably up there since it was at home for Alabama.
Yeah. Habib Gaethje, that's what the pick I should have gave you. I think that goes under 4.5.
Yeah. My
That's gonna be a stoppage. Now that's got inflated juice though, so I can't give that pick out as a. Maybe parlay that with something, though.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend that's really in the UFC says, like, yeah, second round submission probably.
Second round submission.
That's what he was going for.
Well, I mean, I do think Gaethje has a chance to knock him out.
Yeah, I think that's
his
only chance.
Or hurt him with the kicks, but, like, I mean, I think that's the only chance. Yeah, so, like, I mean, you have Habib who's only lost one round ever.
Yeah.
In UFC, who is currently 28-0. Like, he's only lost one round, so.
Yep.
I don't imagine if you're Justin Gaethje that you can look and say, let's take this to the card. So you're going to be swinging for a knockout. And then we know Habib is going to be trying to choke you out. So
this card's loaded.
The under 4.5 should be pretty a pretty good bet. Throw that on a parlay with something.
Okay. I like that.
Am I alone? Like, are other people excited in college football this year? Like, are you guys excited about college football? Because I know that Hayden and Cam pretty much just talk about Sun Belt all the time. They love their Coastal Carolina. I know they're not in the Sun Belt. They love their Marshalls. They love those teams.
No, they are in the Sun Belt.
Marshalls in the Sun Belt?
No, I thought you said Coastal.
No, yeah. That's what conference Marshalls in. They're in the MAC, right?
Conference USA.
Draven, are you into college football this year? Like, is the audience in there? Like, because I sometimes try to find something to talk about there, and it's just kind of like, yeah, there's nothing.
Just like, it's the same stuff. It's the same stuff year in and year
out.
It's
such a weird year. I think I kind of was almost like not as enthused as even going in.
More and more of the people I talk to and interact with, I've seen say like their love for college has started going down and their interest in NFL has gone up.
Yeah, that's been me over the past few years.
I don't know if it's because the Titans are so good this year and last year, and because it coincides with just more hopelessness of the balls. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if it's like a thing across the country, a thing across at least this fan base. Because, I mean, I'd gotten to the point where I pretty much only care about the big games. Like, Alabama-Georgia I watched. Mm-hmm. Alabama-Georgia's intrigued me because it was just one of those stories of, like, elite defense versus elite offense. And in college, the offense is going to win those games. The NFL sometimes goes differently. even the last time we had the elite defense versus the elite offense, you had the Chiefs pull it out in the fourth quarter. But, like, for three quarters, that defense held the Chiefs down.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs had, like, 10 points at the end of the third quarter. They held them down pretty good. And then eventually they end up losing. But, like, in college, it just seems, you know, I was like, okay, how's this going to work? And then Alabama did what I thought they were going to do and just, you know, ran away from them. But this week, like I said, Minnesota, Michigan, okay, that's cool. But, like, that's not going to hold my attention on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Throwing a scary movie or something at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, everyone else feels that way. Because, like, there's no storylines to me. Like, Clemson, awesome.
Yeah.
Alabama looks to be the clear-cut favorite in the SEC, right?
Yeah.
Like, we thought that might change this year, but Alabama is still number one.
Yeah, especially after, you know, what they did to Georgia last week. You kind of just solidified that.
Like, whether or not Georgia makes a change for Stetson Bennett, that'll be a question. But, like, for right now, they're not good enough to beat Alabama. You saw that. They weren't good enough. LSU stinks. And other teams in the West are good. Like, Arkansas could be the second or third best team in the West. I don't think they are, but they could be. They play toe-to-toe with Auburn. They could play toe-to-toe with A&M. LSU is not very good. They beat Ole Miss. Mississippi State sucks. Like, you get there, and then, like, I'm looking in the East. Like, I mean, Florida, you know, are they still a legit team? I don't know. They lost A&M, but, like, I'm not going to throw them out with one loss. But, like, they could still beat Georgia and be, like, where they need to be in terms of getting to the SEC championship and have a chance to beat Alabama. But I look, and I'm like, the rest of the country, maybe that changes this weekend. That's why I've been waiting for the Big Ten. Let's see if it changes when Ohio State's back. But, like, I feel like it's going to be more of the same. It's just add Ohio State in there, that they're clear-cut, the best team in their conference. So now we look, and the same three powers are still the same three powers.
Yep.
Alabama, still head and shoulders above everybody in the SEC. Clemson, far and away, the best team in the ACC. They're just toying with teams. Like, they're at that point now. They're just like, it's like, how bad are they going to beat people? Not whether or not they beat people. It's like, are they going to cover the 46-point spread? There's nobody in that conference that they can. Like, maybe the Notre Dame game will get my attention. Notre Dame-Clemson. Like, maybe Notre Dame can play, but I don't think they can. Like, that'll be a game where they're favored by at least 14.
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably more than that.
Well, they're only 14-point favorites against Miami.
Notre Dame just hasn't looked very good the last few weeks.
Where is that Miami-Clemson game at? Or not Miami-Clemson, excuse me, but Clemson-Notre Dame game at? Where is that at? Is that at Clemson? Or at Notre Dame?
I don't know.
I hope it's in Notre Dame.
Notre Dame looked so bad last week against Louisville. Yeah, what was that, like 12-7?
Yeah, but they looked pretty good outside of that game, though.
But that Louisville team's defense has been...
Is that Notre Dame?
Yep.
That Louisville defense has been embarrassingly bad all
year. Yeah, that is
true. When is that?
November 7th. So,
okay, so in 2 weeks from now, maybe that'll get me going because it's at Notre Dame, so maybe that'll be a test. But, like, Clemson's still going there. Is like if it's at Notre Dame, probably a 9.5, 10-point favorite at least.
Thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame loses before then, like some upset.
I mean, I couldn't believe that game last week against Louisville.
They play at Pitt and at Georgia Tech. Surely
they should win both of
those. Surely they'll win both.
I'm not overreacting to them not looking good against Louisville because I thought they'd look pretty good the rest of the year, or at least like they'd been taking care of business the way they were supposed to.
They were favored by like 20 last week, and the thing was like Louisville's defense looked terrible all year. Like
that's
one of the worst in ACC, and then they just scored 12 points on them. When they're supposed to have an elite offense.
Yeah, it was.
They're entitled to an off week. I mean,
that's true.
Clemson last year looked bad against North Carolina. It didn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Like you're entitled to an off week. I still think that's like the only test like Clemson has, and I think it's one they'll pass. Like, so I mean, like I just look and it's like more of the same. The same team, three teams every year: Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama. Mm-hmm. And nothing's changing this year, even in
Tennessee
a pandemic shortened season. And then Tennessee has killed my interest by the halfway point.
Yep.
Like they did last year.
Yeah, classic.
Like, can they get me back? Sure. They got me back last year, and I was looking forward to those games by the end of last year. But right now, as we head into Alabama, it's going to be more of the same. You're not going to play with them. You don't know what you're going to do at quarterback. Your biggest question mark right now is it's the same two question marks you've had the last couple of years. Has the team quit? What's the quarterback situation going to be? Like, that's the questions we have to answer at the midway point each year. And it's just completely zapped all of my intrigue and interest in the sport. And I wonder if I'm alone. It's fun if you're an Alabama fan, although you might be a little bored too. You don't like the regular season. You're like, hey, get me to the playoffs.
Yeah, they've been bored for years.
Clemson. They're like, yeah, we don't want to play this ACC schedule either. Like, let's just get to the playoffs. Ohio State, they just want to play a game. About week three, they'll be like, let's beat Michigan's ass, and then let's get to the playoffs. Like, what's the storyline of the college football season so far, except those three teams?
Basically just if they're going to finish the season.
Right. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Hugh Freeze, I guess, has been like maybe like Hugh Freeze is lining up for a big job. Like, I don't even know what the coaching carousel will look like this offseason just because of COVID and everything.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like, you would think Hugh Freeze would be in line to get that Kiffin reclamation.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know Kiffin didn't have like any big scandal, but like, I mean, and Hugh Freeze did, but still, they were both kind of thought of as outsiders, outcasts, piranhas, all that stuff. Pariahs, I guess I should have said.
The story for me this year is Arkansas.
Okay.
Snapping a, what was it, 30-something game SEC losing streak and just like
30-something.
Was it 30-something? I thought it was.
I think it was in the 20s.
20-something,
sure.
Sorry.
I was going to say 30 would have put it like over
it
4 years.
Yeah, it was over 3 years for sure.
I think it was like, yeah, in like 2017.
I feel like. I don't think Chad Moore's won an SEC game.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the 2017.
Because Bielema got fired in 2016. I think he had won some SEC games.
Yeah. The game that the last SEC game they won before was against Ole Miss on that lateral play.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was the game.
That
would have been
wild.
Like 2015 then, right? 2016.
I'm trying to remember who the running back was.
Number three. I know who exactly
Hunter Henry
talking
was on
about.
That team, right?
Yep. Hunter Henry and the running back's
exactly
number three.
I
can't remember his name.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes, that's him.
Yeah.
It was 2017 was our last SEC win.
That's
they
what
won
I thought.
At Ole Miss, 38-37. Is that the same?
Yep.
Yeah.
The same game?
That was the game.
Was it third and or fourth down? And
Hunter Henry couldn't
have
been
like 26
or
something.
Like
yeah. Something crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hunter Henry couldn't have been on that team.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that game was insane.
Cost Ole Miss the SEC West.
It did.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
That was the same game to beat Bama, right?
Yeah. They were going to win the SEC West, and they lost that game. Hmm. And Alabama got in there, and I believe Alabama won a national championship.
Wow.
Hour two in the books, hour three on deck. Yes, sir. I mean, Sam Pittman is the big star so far of the college football season. I mean, he really is. Yes, sir. Hour three coming at you. Stick with us. Talk Sports, Fan Run Radio.